Hi, friends. Last week I discussed God's two priesthoods. The Old Testament was about the Aaronic priesthood and the New Testament about the Melchizedek priesthood. There is a big difference between the two. Remember, the Old Testament pertains to Israel and its people. The Gentiles came into the picture through Jesus Christ when the Jews rejected him as the Son of God. The Aaronic priesthood was installed by God to keep Jews from having to die when they committed sins. Adam and Eve and their following generations were meant to have eternal lives. God gave them free will and found that they would not behave. Their hearts were evil. God created the Ten Commandments, causing punishment by death. The Aaronic priesthood was conducted in temples because God resided in them to oversee the sacrifices of animals. Blood was necessary for forgiveness of sins, but could only be done temporarily. The blood of animals was not pure. God's intention was to stop the sin factor with animals, but it didn't work. People went ahead and sinned anyway. God decided to really get it under control and make sure it got done once and forever. God came himself in the person of Jesus to take away sin by shedding his untainted blood for all sins except blaspheming the Holy Spirit. God arranged for Jesus to become a Melchizedek priest who does not need a temple because his blood needed to be shed only once. Not only did God give two commandments instead of ten, Jesus said, "If you love God with all your mind and heart and love your neighbor the same way, you cover everything. You wouldn't be violating the Ten Commandments." Salvation became an inheritance for all humanity through the death of Christ Jesus, but only to those who wish to accept it. Why a third temple? The Jews rejected Jesus, which puts them under the old rule. They're stuck in the Aaronic priesthood and are waiting for their Savior. To get God's attention, they need a third temple to practice the rituals of animal blood. Since their Savior was already come and gone in Jesus, the Christ, they are still waiting. The arrival of their Messiah happens to be the Antichrist, pretending he is Jesus Christ. There must be a third temple so the Antichrist can stop the blood rituals of animals required by the Aaronic priesthood, which is ready and waiting to be resumed. Referring to Jesus Christ who received the Melchizedek priesthood, there is no need for another priesthood. But this man, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, to come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:24. Next is an Israeli news interview of two Muslims from Turkey who insist that they will rebuild the third temple.
Now, Henrik, and our next discussion is one that can only take place in the Holy Land. Have you ever heard about initiatives to build the third temple in Jerusalem? Well, even if you might have heard, such an initiative still might really surprise you. How about Turkish Muslims promoting the third temple project along with Jewish Orthodox rabbis? Meet the doctors Oktar Babuna and Cihat Gündoğdu. They came here from Turkey. Thank you so much and welcome to Israel. And Yehuda Glick, Likud member of Knesset, will also join us shortly. Oh, here he is. Thank you so much, Yehuda, for being with us as well. So the Temple Mount is one of the biggest flashpoint sites in the region. It often ignites very violent, clashes. And your message here is Holy sites, I'm reading it, should be centers of reconciliation and not conflict. Can you tell us a bit about the idea that you're willing to promote that might help achieving it?
I say shalom to the great and noble Israeli nation, and Mr. Adnan Oktar's greetings, deep love and respects, and shalom to noble Israeli nation, children of Israel, actually. Beautiful people are living in this country. It's a unique place. It is sacred both for Jews, for Muslims, and for Christians, and that makes it prone to many conflicts and violences, but this is no benefit for anybody. It's a prayer house where God's name is will be mentioned, and it has to be revealed for people, all the nations to pray there, as stated in the Isaiah. All nations, God says, will be praying there together, shoulder to shoulder, to serve God. These are statements from the Torah.
Yehuda Glick, you're joining us. You will be with us in just a sec. Here, Yehuda, so you met with the two doctors sitting with me here in the studio. Were you surprised by this initiative?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in a very long-term connection with Dr. Oktar and Dr. Babuna, and I think that they're doing wonderful activity. They're led by a very special leader from Turkey, Adnan Oktar. And I think that it shouldn't surprise us, because people who believe in God know that God is inclusive and not exclusive, and he wants us all to join together and turn the Temple Mount into a house of prayer for all nations. And I think that I'm sure that we're in the beginning of a biblical era where more and more religious leaders from around the world will join this wonderful initiative of turning the Temple Mount to a place where it should be a world center for peace and calling in the name of the one and only God.
From a Jewish Orthodox perspective, doesn't it clash with Jewish claims on the Temple Mount? I'm just curious. Yehuda Glick is not with us any longer. So, you mentioned you're both representative of Turkish Muslim intellectual and spiritual leader Adnan Oktar. He wrote this book, along with many others, Islam Denounces Terrorism. So I know that he advocates what he calls Muslim creationism. Can you explain what is it exactly?
Muslim creationism is the type of how things are created on Earth. All the species, they appear abruptly when we look at the history of life on Earth through fossil evidence and as well as the biochemistry evidence about that. The proteins cannot form by themselves. Other proteins are necessary. The DNA and the others, all they need is a complete cell. Unless there is not a complete cell with all its organelles and all its functioning parts, there is no functioning cell at all. There will be no life at all. So it needs an abrupt existence at all. A complete system, if it appears all of a sudden, then it means there's a miraculous creation in that.
You know what's interesting? We're used to seeing religion as a problem and not as a solution. And here you are speaking about the Third Temple as a holy site to three religions.
Well, there is a real religion, which is from the Quran. God says Quran is sufficient, and God tells us to be live in peace, with love and mercy against all other people. There is no oppression, there is no compulsion in religion. And there is a false religion, actually, which is superstitions, traditions, and fabricated hadith. Hadith are saying of the Prophet, and they were generated 200 years after he passed away. So being against modernity, being against arts, science, and aesthetics, and oppression of the woman, or hatred against Jews, which is called, of course,
this is not Islam.
Anti-Semitism. This is not Islam. It is unlawful according to Islam.
And what we're seeing here is images of the future temple, Third Temple Mount. That is very interesting, but I have to ask, is it doable? Is it not a fantasy? With so many regulations, objections, and funding, of course.
With love and discussion, it is very, very doable. Actually, it's a promise of the God. As we have read the statements from the Torah, we will pray there all together. It's a prayer house of God. There is no, nothing can stop that. We are living in very specific times, and with this pure gold carvings, and with original form, it will be revealed as a prayer house for all the nations, shoulder to shoulder. It's doable because we can discuss that. First of all, we should know it's not going to damage either Dome of the Rock or Masjid al-Aqsa. There's enough land, And this will be a prayer hall for Jews, Christians, and the Muslims.
It's interesting because he said now nothing can stop it. And in 2016, UNESCO, the World Heritage body, approved a controversial resolution that actually ignores Jewish and Christian ties to the Temple Mount. Basically, what they said is that the site is defined only as a Muslim holy site of worship. And you are two Muslims sitting here with us, and you don't feel comfortable with this resolution.
Well, of course it's wrong. I mean, there are thousands of documents.
First of all, King Solomon is a prophet for Muslims, and we love him very much. In the history of Islam, King Solomon was very much praised in the Quran because of his beauty, aesthetics, understanding of aesthetics and beauty. He is very much praised in the Quran. And nobody should be concerned about the rebuilding of the temple again. Everybody will be happy about that, and we will accept this with joy and enthusiasm. The whole Islamic world will accept this as a fact.
Yeah, the documents are from the Torah, actually. It's stated that the connection of the Jews from the Temple Mount, and there are Ottoman Empire's documents and historical documents, thousands of the different documents. Of course, they have a tie there. That is wrong and has to be removed. And UNESCO has changed. The goal of the UNESCO is peace, actually. But this only generates conflict, and it is wrong.
You know, speaking of wrong, maybe some say that Jerusalem is not a holy city in the Quran, and therefore Muslim claims over Jerusalem are basically political. What would you say to that?
But there are four verses. God says, I settled the children of Israel in the Holy Land and in the town. And this town is Jerusalem. And God says, they will be there until the hereafter. Nobody can take this away from the Israelis. Alongside Muslims and the Christians, we will live in peace together.
Akhtar, amen to that.
I think it's entirely possible the appearing of the Antichrist and the building of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem are linked together. But I also truly believe it is a Middle Eastern scenario we should be looking at, friends, not Washington or Moscow or Prince Charles of the UK or his sons. The Middle East should be our focus. The rest of the world, Russia, America, etc., will of course play their parts. But ultimately, the Middle East is where the final scenes of world history will be played out before the return of the Messiah Jesus to rescue his people, defeat the Antichrist and his followers, and set up his millennial kingdom from Jerusalem. Not from New York, not from Washington, Paris, London, Rome, Moscow or Peking. It's Jerusalem that is the bullseye in the crosshairs of Bible prophecy. Keep watching there, and we cannot go far wrong as we study the end times.
Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, Cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin, and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross: "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at Cephas-thrift-shop.com. Cephas-thriftshop.com. We're selling our inventory at a 90% discount, books, DVDs, CDs, etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals. The books are used like new. We do have PayPal, who accepts credit cards, and they are safe. Join our monthly newsletter free, ad-free, and no soliciting at go-cephas.com. This radio program can be found on the web at cephas-radio.com. My email address is original@cephas-notes.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll have a happy and blessed week. Shalom. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com. CEPHAS ministry.com.